The gospel today is a warning. Jesus says there are going to be difficult days ahead. The temple, which you thought was going to last forever, is going to be destroyed. You will see wars and insurrections. There will be earthquakes and famines and plagues. You will be persecuted. But, he says, those who endure to the end will be saved. It sounds like the end of the world. Jesus is using apocalyptic language. But I don't think it's the literal end of the world. I think it's the end of an era. The temple era is coming to an end and a new era is beginning. And so Jesus calls people to be faithful. He says, by your endurance, you will save your souls. So tough times are coming, he's saying, but keep the faith. Well, it seems like after the election of this last week, we in our country are coming to the end of one era and we're beginning another era. With the election of Donald Trump as our next president, we are going to see some big changes in the next few years. Larry Little, one of our people, writes a column in the Kitsap Sun every couple of weeks, and in his commentary this week, he said that when he was 10 years old, his family moved from the East Coast to Seattle. His father got them in the station wagon, they drove across the country, and as they were going, he wondered what his new life was going to be like in Seattle. And he wondered if the kids in his new school would be more kind than the kids in his old school. And when they got there, their father sat them down and said, now, you live in the West now, and everyone is equal here. And if you work hard, you have a chance to achieve anything that you want. So Larry says that we are, as a country, we are going on a journey. And we're not sure exactly what it's going to be like. We hope that we will find that we'll have a safe trip, first of all. We hope that we will meet some good people along the way. And we hope that we will have some wisdom, like the wisdom of his father. Some people are elated about the outcome of the election. Some people are grieving. Some people feel afraid for their safety. Muslims and immigrants, African Americans. Some people are feeling panicked about the direction that our country might take. Parker Palmer says that our country has emerged from this election wounded, and some people are feeling very vulnerable. The rhetoric during the campaign was, I think, apocalyptic. Each of the campaigns said that if the other side won, it was going to be more or less the end of the world. You know, we have social media now that connects us up with people just like us. So we end up hearing the same things that we already think. And the algorithms of the internet give us more information like the information we've already looked at. And so we end up in silos of information. And all this works to keep our country more divided and more polarized. So it's easy to see why some people are panicking about what's happening. But I think it's important for us to keep things in perspective. Just as Jesus counseled people to keep their heads in his time, I think we also need to keep our heads. For one thing, we remember that we are a democracy, and in a democracy, we respect the results of our elections. We respect the process. The mark of a democracy is a peaceful transition from one administration to the next. And I think we need to give Donald Trump a chance to see what he'll do. As Larry said in his article, he's an outsider. So he has the potential to bring some novel approaches that neither Democrats nor Republicans have tried before, and we need to give him a chance. I thought his acceptance speech was gracious and conciliatory. He says he wants to be the president of all Americans. That's a good sign. And when he met with President Obama, they had a grown-up meeting, and I think they had a mature discussion. I thought that was a good sign, too. On the other hand, I think there are some concerns. The rhetoric of Donald Trump during the campaign brought out the worst in some people and encouraged acts of hatred and prejudice. And so I hope, as president, that he'll be more responsible with his words, because people act on those words. And I also have concerns about his character and his temperament as far as what he'll do in the on the stage of the world. And I hope that he will advise, that he will rely on wise advisors. So there are big changes coming in the next 4 years. We're going on a journey, and we're not sure what it's going to be like. Jesus says, when the times are tough, keep the faith. So I think we are called to keep the faith. I think we are called to pray for our country and for our president-elect. We are called to hold our leaders accountable to the highest standards. And we are called to protect the vulnerable, especially the victims of hatred and prejudice. So I hope we'll remember the words of Jesus: be faithful in good times or bad, and live with courage and endure to the end. Amen. Amen.